Yes.
We're going to end this hour on a...
This is going to be a real dark note. The story begins at the huge funeral for Miss Emily Grierson.
What?
It's a picture of a pug in a sweater, and then his owner is wearing the same sweater and a matte pug mask.
I like it.
It's terrifying.
It's really
for those of you who can't see it.
It's in Dog Spotting.
We're on airwaves.
Posted 54 Nobody has minutes
been
ago.
Excuse me. I'm reading literature. Nobody has been to her house in 10 years except for her servant. Her house is old, but was once the best house around. Blah, 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 blah.
ain't that the truth?
Her hair turns gray. She gains weight. She's just getting old, and she's living in this house. And she eventually dies in a downstairs bedroom that hasn't seen light in many years. The story cycles back to where it began
in
her funeral.
Is she Miss Havisham?
Tobe, Miss Emily's servant, lets in the town women and then leaves by the back door forever. After the funeral and after Emily is buried, the townspeople go upstairs to break into the room that they know has been closed for 40 years. Inside, they find the corpse of Homer Barron rotting on the bed. On the dust of the pillow next to Homer, they find an indentation of a head, and there, in the indentation, a long, gray hair.
Yeah. But, okay, but...
It's by William Faulkner.
The
Faulkner story? That makes a lot
I
of
really
sense,
I really remember
actually.
Is the way they described her face, and it's, like, doughy, and then her eyes looked like two, like, buttons just, like, pressed into dough. Ugh. And I really remember that.
Reminds me of that story, that horror story of the girl with the...
The ribbon around her
ribbon,
neck?
Yes!
What the...
First grade teacher read that to my class in first grade.
I read that. My grandma was a teacher, and she had books, like, in her classroom, and her students were, like, giving me scary storybooks, and I was reading that one. Like, I've been thinking about that story for, like, at least 10 years. It's terrifying.
Where she unties the little green ribbon, and then her head falls off.
Like, she, like, has this guy she's, like, in love
with.
Yeah,
she's like, I'll show you when
we're older. I'll show you when we get married. He's like, can I see what happens if you take the ribbon off? She's like, just be patient. And she's like on her deathbed and unties it and her head falls on the floor.
That's a story for first graders.
Actually, I take back my prior comments about chokers because I realize sometimes when I see chokers, I think of that story.
Is someone's head going to fall off?
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they just need them. Maybe it's not even fashion.
I know. That's
Maybe.
What I'm saying.
Right?
Well, we have two new guests.
We have two new guests.
Savon and Drew are here.
And we're...
Two new guests.
Well, hi.
All right, you can keep them.
Do you guys want to say hi?
Yikes, Boz.
Yikes, Boz.
Hey, this is Savon and also Drew. He gets a little nervous, so...
Hi, Savon.
Especially around me.
Alone.
Can't blame him. All right, back to the tunes we go.
Oh no, we're not going back to the tunes quite yet. We're still chatting. But anyway, now we're gonna switch gears. I've been in control of the terrible, terrible music going on, and so now it's been so bad. And now Lily is gonna take control. So this is the end of Preserve Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Except it's not the end because we have a whole nother hour.
What?
A whole nother hour. Coming at you.
A whole another hour to talk about Clough's.
Great. That's all I ever wanted in Clough's my entire
County
life.
Power Hour.
Clough's County, shout out.
Clough's County Power Hour, honestly. Yeah. So, take
Sweet
it away.
Love of my life.
Here we go.
Got anything to say about Clough's?
Go. Gonna make
We have a lot of new people in here, and since it's studio break time, I just wanted everyone to go around and introduce themselves. That was Haim, by the way. I'm Lilia. Oh, I need to put you guys on. I think we're just gonna do every single one.
Well, hi.
All right, you're
I'm still here. Don't worry.
You're live.
Starting over there.
It's Cody.
It's Kieran.
It's Jess.
It's Anna.
Andrew.
And Saban.
Wow. We have so many guests in here. It's really exciting. And if you're listening and you want to come through, Curtis Hall, third floor.
Mm-hmm. We're here.
It's the place to be.
We're rocking. We're rolling.
Could be a really fun way to meet strangers.
If you are listening and
open
you're
party
right now, we are here for you. We want to be with you.
Yes.
Join us. Join us.
Please do.
Facebook status, make a friend.
That's exactly it. That's how you make technology work. All right. We're going to keep doing music. Because that's what we do. So.
Precisely.
You did so good, Lily.
Great.
Love him.
Over me, I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reveals life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got the reason, everybody got the way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout. And it gets into your body, flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum.
Everything that we said we gonna do. Girl, I still see ya, I still see ya. Putting all my pride and my girl to the side, cause I still see ya, I still see ya. Smoking on my way, been a corny in the street, so I can still see ya, I still see ya. You wanna be me, I wanna eat ya. I wanna meet your ex, so I can beat them. And have a daughter, and be a teacher. And never follow, and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. I got a light skin bitch who look like bench loaf. And she fight and fuck me in the same clothes. But when I put that daddy, baby, daddy, papa show, she curl her toes and close her eyes, offended them, she out of yours. I still call ya, whichever way you wanna, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money, you got the problems, so I can solve it, but I still need ya. I still see ya, and that's okay, baby, I'm a nigga cheater. Yeah, most of them either Caesar Pizza. That right, hell yeah. Anyways, we can get them moving on the dance floor, no choice.
Just wanna be your baby, one and only.
jump, but you like this. You don't want kids, but you want this. I ain't never had the juice like this. Backstroke up in the pussy like Langless, and I'm a real nigga, love a go getter. See, ain't no bitch around the city fucking with you. Louis V. Shades, Gucci with the dress gown. Hit the boulevard, baby, take a picture. Everybody in your pussy right now. Everybody think they got you right now. But ain't nobody him that you don't please him. But you're always dirty teasing, cause your feelings in this teacher worth a Keisha. Got niggas in your iPhone. Real, real nigga, you the right one. Yeah. Melon girl with an accent. That's everybody weakness. Bad little bad, bad bitch. You above the average. Your favorite band was Backyard. Baby girl, you was vicious. You the one, you don't want now. Had the daughter, want a son now. Sundress to a wedding gown. Sheesh, got me talking like leash now. Whoa, you I'm dang in the fall now. Yeah, you the only one to talk about. Yeah, later still I think about it. Whole brick, man, I dream about it now.
Hey guys, this is Gold Link featuring Jasmine Sullivan and Kate Renata. Super cool.
Are you playing this because it's the WMFO album of the week?
No, but I didn't actually listen to this album until Nick told me to make it the album of the week, and I was like, I'll check it out. And this song is really good.
It's a really good
song.
It
is a really good song.
Kate Renata actually recycled the lead track on his album to make this song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Track what? Uno, like, and then just stretched it out, which is cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should we talk about, guys?
We could do another, like, go round and another talk go round? About something.
I want to know.
Doesn't have to be, like, end of the year ask. It could be, like, what's your favorite type of dinosaur?
Yeah, I'm going to go music-themed. Is there a song that transcends all type of human activity for you? Because, like, for me, a lot of my music is like, oh, I listen to it when I work out. I listen to it when I'm trying to fall asleep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, like, is there an artist or a song that you could listen to at literally any point and it would get you, it would fit the mood?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Saban says yes?
Yes. Then.
Okay, Saban.
Saban, yeah.
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's not wrong.
Can you explain you know what? Why? Yeah, Fleetwood Mac is a good one.
Because she was in American Horror Story. And Stevie did Nicks? A good job. Yeah.
Really?
And also Landslide is just about how we're all slowly dying and children get older, which is true.
I'm going to have to go in with Graceland by Paul Simon.
Mm. We're going oldies.
Why is that, Kieran?
It's just always comforting, even if things are really all happening all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Can calm me down. If I'm already calmed, it keeps me calm.
But mm-hmm. Could you also lift to it?
Honestly, I'm going to next time I do. Just to see if I can.
Yeah.
For me, it's, I would say Pet Sounds for me. Like, I gotta, like the Beach Boys. I'm sorry. Jess
yeah,
can
you
tell
love
you.
Pet Sounds?
What?
Sounds like you love Pet Sounds. Do you love Pet Sounds?
I love Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. If you haven't listened to it, please do. It's just, it's brought me a lot of emotion in my life. I can listen to it at any point for hours and hours just on repeat. It just makes my heart feel full. But also, I agree with the Fleetwood Mac sentiment.
Yeah.
Just like good oldies. And also like Carole King. You know, I'm a recent listener to Carole King, and I just like, sometimes when I'm just strolling around, I'll listen to some Carole King, or like when I'm doing homework, Carole King. Anyway, just good stuff going on.
Very good.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Sorry, got to amend it. I didn't realize it was more like multi-purpose, and for that, it's got to be Malibu by Anderson.Paak.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Mmm. Love that Malibu.
Tasty, tasty. Fergalicious definitions. That's Cody's song. Make them boys go loco. Cody's choice is Fergalicious.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I'm studying and waiting to get in the mood, Fergalicious, just, it's kind of like the repetition. No, but actually, I think Slide by Calvin Harris, Migos, and Frank Ocean. You can do a lot of things to that song. A lot more than I thought until like a week ago. And I just played it on... Also, I listened to Mask Off for 6 hours straight a month ago.
No way.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I just went about, I walked a dog, I like ate lunch, walked to class, did some homework, went to the gym.
And never stopped playing.
Never stopped, yeah.
That's wild.
I don't know. Oh, I'm not going to make an argument for it, but I'm saying it's possible.
I just looked through my top Spotify playlist to see if I could think of something, and I'm really coming up so short, but the one thing I did think of was Drift Away by Dobie Gray that I've been listening to since probably I was 4 years old, and I've been listening to it in all settings. I think it's on all types of playlists I have. It's just such a... just nice...
Dancing in the gentle. Moonlight by King Harvest.
Yeah. I know Mambo number 5.
What about you, Drew?
The Mambo number 5.
Karen loves Mambo number 5.
I might
so
have
much.
To go Better Together by Jack Johnson.
Can you lift to that?
Yeah, because here's my thing. I've always been one, I prefer working out to slower music.
Really?
Because it just like lets me focus. Like I've never been one to like get all hyped up.
It's obviously not working.
But that's one for me, like, it'll calm you down if you need it, and, like, it helps me just, like, focus if I'm listening to it.
I
gotta let someone in.
I can listen to podcasts when I work out. I can't listen to music because I need to be distracted when I work out. I don't like working out, and I need to not be focused on what I'm doing.
But sometimes the music can distract for me.
It doesn't do it for me. I get like absorbed in like a narrative if I'm listening to a podcast. Gotcha. And I'm just not.
I usually listen to either like punk rock, like Green Day.
Ooh.
Or like
love working out to Nirvana.
American
Nirvana
Idiot was the first album I ever owned.
Yeah, or
that and X and Y by Coldplay.
Or alternately, I just do Graduation by Kanye like on repeat.
Yeah,
just you work out to Yeezus.
Yeah,
it's debatable.
It's another level.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm doing. Cody stayed up all night last night writing a whole workout plan for me.
The new workout plan
for Anna Tonya.
Workout.
I feel like pages. Play that.
And I'm telling you, running to I or King Kunta is the best feeling in the whole world.
I'm sure it is.
It's just empowering.
All right.
Well, you had to run the jewels also.
Yes. Both out. Actually, all three.
You're getting a lot of good workout tips here.
I like Meow the Jewels.
Yes.
Except so
not for
genius.
Working out, you know?
Meow the Jewels. Who likes Meow the Jewels?
I love Meow the Jewels.
It's really funny. Well, my album is Rubber Soul by the Beatles. Because sometimes when I'm listening to it, it makes me really hype, and other times I just could lay in a car for hours.
In a car?
That is the best Beatles album. IMHO.
Really?
When you say lay in a car, do you mean like just like sit in the seat? Do you like sprawl?
I'm thinking like if I'm on a road trip and I need to listen to something for 7 hours.
Okay.
And it wouldn't be Mask Off.
I'm perplexed, actually.
That much time at the crew, and I'm putting on musical theater and just screaming the whole time.
Amazing. You know what? I concur with Rubber Soul.
Really? Oh, yeah. Favorite Beatles albums.
Honestly, underrated.
My mom and
album.
I go back and forth between Rubber Soul and Revolver.
I agree. Rubber Soul and Revolver are definitely the best.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yes, I would say Sgt. Pepper's is very, like, experimental, I love it nonetheless, but like as for like just albums that I really really just vibe with entirely,
for sure,
either Rubber Soul or Revolver.
After Rubber Soul, I really like Beatles for Sale. It's really like simple and comforting. But
I don't know, some of their early songs are a little bit misogynistic if you listen to them.
They're just some cute little lads from a Liverpool.
Yeah, British
Liverpool.
Boys can't possibly be mean in
that. Yeah, doesn't. With that accent, you know?
You're right.
It just doesn't happen.
Summer camp counselor, you'll learn otherwise.
All right, we're going to go to more Brits right now. It's new Alt J.
0111001 crying zeros and I'm hearing 111. Cut my summer soul, summer backflip. Poor summer, summer, poor summer. Kiss me. Peace out of peace.
some feet that pulls us on to the bottom. Pull someone, someone, pull someone. It's me.
Rolling around like I'm ready for a funeral. Oh, one more mile till the road runs out. I'm about to drown in the ocean. I'm about to shrink from something much bigger than me. Kick off my shoes. Shrink it, shrink it. Take off my shoes. Shrink it, shrink it. I'm going off. Don't try and stop me. I'm going off. Don't try saving me. I'm fast. No rest. No fears. Waves are washing me out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'm about to swim from something much bigger than me. Kick off my shoes. Swim good, swim good. Take off my suit. Swim good, swim good. That's a pretty big trunk. I'm making town the car. Don't try stopping me. Big enough to take me from the arms and put a minute. Don't try saving me.
All right, so that was Signal from Sylvanesso. They have a new album out. It's called What Now, and it's really good, and it'll make you want to dance. Before that was Swim Good by the band Life Is Better Blonde. Can corroborate that statement. Life Is Better Blonde.
Would you say you're blonde?
Oh my god, do you guys not think I'm blonde?
I think you're
dirty
blonde.
Your hair
blonde.
Is brown.
Ugh,
I'm sorry.
This is like my worst nightmare.
you're definitely dirty blonde. I don't know. The lights are off.
Cody just went hard brown and broke my heart.
No, definitely not hard brown, but you're not blonde.
It's bordering on black.
Yeah. I used to be like very blonde, and so it's held tight in my heart, but the East Coast has done things.
You're like Everest. The only way to go back is to bleach it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Nick Golan and I were going to bleach our hair, our hairs together, but then we were like, I don't know. It stays for a long time.
Yes, it does.
Until you dye it back, so.
I feel like frosted for me,
tips. I have to do frosted tips.
Oh, frosted tips is a good idea. So I've been like considering doing stuff with my hair, and I know, I have lots of fun ideas.
We're going to beauty vlog right now.
Beauty
over
vlog.
The air.
Surprise.
Hell yeah.
But like, I feel like I can't become that like stereotypical of like a film and media studies student, you know? Like I already like...
Were you trying to do like a color or what were you thinking?
I wasn't going to do a color. I was going to do like either like a little bit more of like an intense balayage, which is what I got over the summer, like highlights, but like more noticeable.
Yeah.
Or I was going to do like a bleachy kind of deal. Or I was going to get more piercings. A lot of like bodily...
I got a tattoo.
You did?
Yeah. Well, it's a stick and poke, but...
Oh, that's so exciting. I think I'm going to get another tattoo this summer, so I'll show you when it's there. But anyway, I was like, okay, I just got glasses. I have vinyl records. I have a radio show.
And honestly, you can go so far. You're not that bad. You're not that bad.
You're right. I'm not that bad.
You have plenty of room.
I don't think people look at you and they're like... Film media slut.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. All right. I'm just like, I'm very like self-conscious about like becoming too like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why. Like if that's what I want to be, that's what I want to be. But I feel like if I altered my body in any other way, then that'll be like, ugh, film and media studies. Ah, typical. Yeah.
I went through a strong phase of wanting to dye my hair pastel blue.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I'll do it. But then I didn't want to have to go through the process of it, like, growing back in, like, my natural color and it looking really weird. So I was like, I'll just shave it off. But my friend Sage shaved her head this year and has been struggling with it growing back. So I think I'm nixing that idea.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Cody, any changes you want to make to your body?
Literally, what can I do?
Like, I could see eyebrow piercing on you.
Oh, hell no.
Ooh, or like a septum piercing, nose ring?
No. All right, so.
Cartilage piercing.
Can I get. Yeah. Is there any hairstyle I could get that does not automatically get the response, wow, you look like every other white boy?
Yeah, literally any other hairstyle than the one you have.
Should I shave it?
Yeah. That wouldn't be every
no.
other white boy. Mm-mm. See, I think either no hair or a lot of hair automatically takes you out of the category of every other white
okay,
boy.
I'm going to become Jack Reed and grow it out.
Either just grow it all out or like pull a Liam Knox and just shave the whole side and just have a little tuft on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a tufts.
I'm not quite that edgy though.
No.
Liam's a little edgier than I am.
Don't sell yourself short, Cody.
I feel like you could be edgy if you want to be edgy. Those are
ones
that look down. I feel like, I don't know, what could, I feel like Cody could get a tattoo.
Yeah, but what, like...
Right on that big arm of his.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm going to get so much bigger, I don't want to stretch it out.
Get it, guys, because he's swole.
No, I feel like a tattoo, like, I'd want to get something that, like, actually really means a lot to me, and I know will mean to me in the future.
That's
and
what I
don't
thought.
Think I have... And like a hold of anything that much.
So then what's your stick and poke of?
So it was my friend Karina's 21st birthday and we went out and we came back and she was drawing on my foot and I was like, yeah, I like it.
we'd
Anna,
been out.
Draw
whatever.
On my foot. Draw on my foot. We'll see what happens.
Let's just see if we can.
So
make
then
an
she poked me, and the thing is, like with stick and pokes, she only went over it once, mm-hmm. and it's on my foot, and it's gonna rub off in like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm good to go.
You're you know? So fine.
It's not going to be there for my kids. Will probably never see me with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I have a lotus flower on my foot, and then I think I'm going to get. It sounds basic, but it means a lot to me. A triangle on my wrist, which is like a sign of resilience and balance in the universe. Anyway, well, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited for you.
My mom's like, if you
black
ask,
or what color?
Oh, black. My mom's like, if you alter your body anymore, you're gonna. And I was like, I don't care. It's my body, my rules.
This brings me to my favorite thing that I love to do around my house, which is whenever any bodily function occurs at the dinner table and my parents get mad at me, I just start
really?
Chanting, my body, my choice, around the house. And it's really the best thing to do.
I would love to have dinner with your parents. I'm sure they'd just be absolutely impressed with my capabilities.
With the burping,
he
yeah.
He burps so much. He's so good at burping.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good. All right, I'm already cutting into Drew's half hour. Is Drew in here?
Hey, Drew.
He's behind the computer. I'm going to play one more song and then he can take over. Okay, Drew?
You move your feet.
put your music on. My song's over. I said,
on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Stop and let it be. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down.
Oh, I see that we're about to have some Kendrick Lamar in here.
Are you playing it?
I do not believe that it is playing
Kendrick.
Just Kendrick. Kendrick. Oh, you're on mine.
Yay.
You could also play Waka Waka.
Yeah.
That's a great
song.
Still not. Oh, it's because we're on.
Yeah.
All right. You folks listening can hear
me. Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me.
Another world premiere.
So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. She's lovely.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you, ay. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
Love me, just love me.
If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still
love me?
If I'm in my mind at work, would you still
love me?
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two.
Love me.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing, ay. I got something,
I got something.
Hold up. We gon' function,
ay.
No assumptions. Feeling like Tyson with it.
Knock
it out twice, I'm with it.
Only for the night, I'm kidding.
Only for life, yeah, only for life, yeah. Only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean. I know what's coming over me. Backstroke oversee. I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in. All feeling go out, this feeling don't drought. This party won't end. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. Just lovely.
I wanna be with you. I'm on the way, we ain't got no time to waste. Popping your gum on the way, and mine away. I don't want pressure you none, I want your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way, I'm on the way. I know connection is vague, pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming, that attitude from your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy. Remember Gardena, I took the studio camera. I know Top will be mad at me, I had to do it. I want your body, your music, I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made, told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away, yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
Got a crick in my neck, limp in my step, cramping in my muscles every time I try to flex. It's broken, not really in the right mindset to seem open, open. Never really been far down, right? like a politician body, but you made me listen to your petition to rot. Let alone what's getting throwing it out, I'll throw you some more.
Let me show cruelty, though I may make mistakes. Don't let me show ugliness, though I know I can hate. And don't let me show evil, though it might be all I take. Show me love, show me love, show me love.
City, I always talk about what I rap about. Show me love, cause I love it. I love it. Only thing I could covet in public. I just came to show love. You just said I showed up. Boy, respect your elder. I'm a fucking grown up. Phone them, told me go nuts. Run them, made for no number. No talking that dinner or to bacon that he donuts. Squatty on the come up. I might share my bonus. Cases of coronas in my little marijuana. I'ma face a hold up. Ozzy's for my soldiers. Tell the hate to hold up. Them niggas gotta show love.
Don't let me show cruelty, though I may make mistakes. Don't let me show ugliness, though I know I can hate. And don't let me show evil, though it might be all I take. Show me love, show me love, show me love.
Yes, you can.
Yes, it.
There they are. Come on.
A lame exec member.
Tell me when
you're
I'm on.
You're on.
You're on. All right, environmental PSA here. The caps of non-reusable water bottles are not recyclable. You got to throw those out. And that's all I got.
Wait, what do you mean?
The earth is dying. Pay attention, people.
The caps of recyclable or non-recyclable?
Non-recyclable. Caps on recyclable bottles such as Arrowhead or Poland Spring Water.
Why do they do that?
This cap is not
recyclable. Why do they do that?
Everyone recycles.
No, no, why would they make non-recyclable caps for a recyclable? No,
like, I blame the IRS. It's Donald Trump's America.
I know.
But then, if you put the recyclable, the non-recyclable caps in the recycling, what do they do with them?
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, there are some recycling plants that will separate it out, and there are others that, like, if there's any bit of non-recyclable material, they just throw away everything into the landfill.
So don't make them throw everything into a landfill.
Sad.
So just take the cap off your bottle before you throw it away.
Before you recycle it, Lily.
Or get a reusable water bottle.
I just don't understand how it can't be recycled. Like, it's plastic. Like, can't you just, like, melt it down and use it for something?
good question.
I want answers, people.
Does anyone know?
Look it up.
Please help us.
Call in. I need to know.
Cody, yeah.
I can't leave the station until I find out. and I'm not going to access the internet on my own. I need someone else to do it for me.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Me, every time I tell Jess, I ask her a question, and she's like, why don't you just Google it? And I'm like, but I wanted you to tell me.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there are things where it's like, I just want to hear it from a human, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I get a nice breath.
Yeah. The people want what they want, all right? Just giving it to them.
Saban is giving it to you on studio break time.
Give it to me, Saban.
Yeah.
There's enough to go around.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that bandana.
S-M-M.
My God.
Spencer's here because Moist Vibes is next on 91.5. Oh, wait, I have 10 seconds. Oh, 8-7. I'll say it early. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
Liberal Arts.
You just popped in Kanye West, get right for the summer workout tape. And ladies, if you follow these instructions exactly, you might be able to pull you a rapper, an NBA player, man, at least a dude with a car. So first of all, we gonna work on the stomach. Nobody wants a little tight ass. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and get them sit-ups right in. Tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this. Give head, stop, breathe, get up, check your weave. Don't drop the burner, disrespect the weed. Pick up your center, disrespect your seed. It's a party tonight and ooh, she's so excited. Tell me who's invited, you, your friends, and my dick. What's scary to me, and he make girls look like Halle Berry to me. So excuse me, miss, I forgot your name. Thank you, God bless you, good night, I came. It's been a week without me, and
that she feel weak without me. She wanna talk it out, but ain't nothing to talk about. Less she talk about freaking out, and maybe we can work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out now. Maybe we can work it out.
Ooh, girl, your silhouette made me wanna light a cigarette. My name Kanye from the Jigga said, Twista said, get it wet. Oh girl, your breath is harsh. Cover your mouth up like you got SARS. Off them tracks, yeah, I bought them cars. Still kill a nigga on 16 bars. We sweat into the oldies. We juke into a cold beat. Maybe one day, girl, we could bone. So you can back to all your homies. Yeah, but now I still mess with a big girl. That you ain't big, girl, I still hit, girl. One in, you brought two friends. Okay, three more now, hop in the Benz. Four door, do you know the difference between a 5, 6, 7, 8 automobile Pilates? You gotta do Pilates. Gotta pop this tape in before you start back dating. Hustlers, gangsters, all us ballers.
It's been a week without me, and she feel weak without me. She gonna talk it out, but ain't nothing to talk about. Less she talk about freaking out. Work it out.